so now we're going to do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 1037. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the first day of Sivan, Tovshin Yud Aleph, in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. Now here the Rebbe writes that I've received your letter from the 38th day to the Omer. And when I was yesterday on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, all the titles as the Rebbe brings down over here, I mentioned you, basically, for a healing, and it is my hope that you will be able to notify good news about this. And this that you conclude in your letter, the Rebbe says, I ask, this is the Rebbe quoting him, what he says to the Rebbe, I ask to give me life through good repentance, at least Teshuvah Tato, at least the lower level of Teshuvah. He writes to the Rebbe, I have already answered similar to this situation to some other Hasidim, that now is the time of the heels of Mashiach. The heels of the heels. Ikvasa de Mashiach, ikvasa de ikvasa. As the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he said, and he repeated many times, that all that remains is those little jug, the pachim ketanim. This is a reference when Yaakov went over the bridge to move him from one from the canal over there from one side to the other. He went back for small jugs. So there is a, and then there was a big battle there with the angel of Esav, but it was the pachim ketanim. Those are the small jug. It is by tradition that what is the way, the vehicle to bring Mashiach, for the coming of Mashiach, is by spreading out the wellsprings to the outside. You should also put the effort in spreading out the wellsprings. And also, certainly, also in Yerushalayim may be built and prepared. You will be able to find people that are in the definition of chutzah, outside, to give them the wellsprings. Warm them up. Illuminate them with a Hasidic warme Lichtigkeit, with a Hasidic warm light. And when one is immersed, is lying in light, automatically the darkness is taken away. And if it's necessary to take away and to uproot those letters of thought, speech, and action, which are not fitting if they were, that too is possible by doing the right side. He is asking the Rebbe to do tshuva, but Rebbe is telling him, do in the positive, remove the negative by doing the positive, to remove that. You can do it through the right side, you don't need to go on the left side to battle it, but you can do it on the left side. The Rebbe says that would be through tears of joy. And as explained in the meaning of the verse, Hayridi Kanachal Dima, quoting also the Rechaim Perek Yud Aleph over here, that the tears of joy also have that power. And those matters for your intellect and the emotions that are not fitting so much, through the three loves, loving Hashem, loving the Torah, and loving a Jew, and by occupying yourself in Torah, especially in the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Hasidus, this will automatically bring about subduing the darkness to light. So the Rebbe's approach in this case is increase your activities, warming up other people, and do it with joy. There should be tears of joy, but all connected with joy. The other negative things, what you thought, what you spoke, what you did, they will sort of disappear. They will go away. Rebbe says, it's difficult for me, the Rebbe says, to get involved from here with the koilo, with as far as giving a lira, I guess it's a coin, maybe it's talking about the money for a month for your grandson. I guess he was asking the Rebbe, it's just a man, I'm guessing that he wanted the kolel Chabad, whatever is there, to give his grandson every month a support, I guess, as he was asking the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says, instead of this, I am attaching a certificate for a package. I guess those were the ways, and I'm going to sign off with a blessing of a speedy recovery, and you should be able to notify good news from your health and from your personal matters and from what's going on by the Hasidim, by Anash in general, with blessing for receiving the Torah with joy in an inner. I mean, one of the ways in the olden days that people would, instead of sending money, that was they would send them a package, and somehow they would exchange the packages for money once you get the package. I know they used to do that in Russia when things were tough over there and you couldn't get them. You wanted to support the people, so you would sell them. The Russians called it a pasilka. You'd sell them, I remember from my home, my parents, may they rest in peace, where they would send sometimes these packages over there, and they would, and then the people there, when they get a lot of stuff, they can exchange it for other things. So the Rebbe says he can't get involved in the personally to what's going on over there, but here's a certificate, so you're going to be able to get a package and things.